Locker room chats continue here on KMZA. It's week one of high school football on Friday night. Excited to bring you the coverage across the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Brandon Tabman. We're chatting with Nemaha Central coach Michael Glatzik. It's brought to you by Life Care Center of Seneca and Houck Seed as well. Well, coach, I know your guys are certainly probably ramped up and ready to go. We'll get your, you know, final thought maybe on 2024, the quest for the three-peats. You know, came up short in the title game to Southeast of Saline and Hutch. Certainly some opportunities in that game, but certainly, I'm sure you and your coaches credit, you know, the Trojans for making the plays when they certainly did late in the game. But I'm sure the motivation factor is certainly there, you know, going into 2025. But just kind of putting a bow on 2024 and then just kind of transitioning here to the start of 2025.
It was another fantastic year. You know, we're truly blessed here the last 3 years to make it to, you know, Saline and Hutch state title games. You know, our number one goal. Ultimate goal every year in the spring meeting is to, I tell the kids leave their Thanksgiving weekend open because hopefully we're playing, in that state title game. And these kids have done just that these last 3 years. We've been blessed with tremendous leadership, in the senior classes. You know, last year we were only four strong. You know, all four phenomenal kids. You know, only two of them, played in that title game, with the Norris kid going down early in the season and then, Kyman Reese Garrity. Abram Kyman, Reese Garrity, who were phenomenal kids who kind of anchored the offense and defense. You know, so you take those two kids off, you know, it's the same kind of faces, same numbers out there this year. You know, we switched a little bit positions up, but you know, these kids, remember what happened. You know, the first half we got our dogs kicked in by, Southeast. Coach Gebhardt does a phenomenal job. They got some dudes, you know, on the team. And, you know, the second half, I was happy and proud of our kids, how we battled back in that second half to give our shot, you know, give a chance to win the game. You know, obviously the ball doesn't always fall in your lap. But these kids have a great offseason. You know, they're super busy in June, July with their work schedules with, all kind of sports, you know, so that, July camp, we kind of hone in on football, give them a couple weeks off, and then we were off and running, on August 18th here.
What's kind of the expectation for your senior quarterback, Carter Hike, another two-A offensive player of the year honor, you know, in 2024, you know, just a decorated career and still one more year to go, over 2,300 rushing yards, over 1,100 passing yards, 53 total touchdowns last year. I'm sure he's geared up and ready to go. What's kind of your thought on your quarterback as he heads into his final season?
Yeah, he's had a great offseason, great spring last year in baseball. Great offseason. You know, he told me, been about a month ago, 2 weeks ago, that, you know, he's trimmed down a little bit and he feels more elusive. Last year, he didn't feel that until about week five of the season. So he feels good, ready to roll. You know, he's about 210 now, 205 instead of 220. So, but, you know, myself and Coach Mayberry, the quarterback's coach, we're going to put a lot on him this year. Whether that's throwing the ball better, getting the ball out of his hands. Obviously that all eyes are going to be on him. So he has to get the others involved. You know, and hopefully that's going to open up his run game and pass game a lot better also.
You guys won the first ever Big East League title last year. What's kind of the thoughts, overall thoughts on the league going into year two? Silver Lake's going to be good. Rossville's going to be good. Holton is bringing a ton back. This league is just so good. When you look at the lower classifications, you could argue the best small school league in Kansas. I don't think there's really any question about it. You know, with what you know about some of the other teams and returners, et cetera, I know you're getting ready for Marysville, but just kind of the overall thoughts year two of the Big East.
Yeah, you know, obviously we'll go down our goal sheet, you know, in the spring meeting, and that's our first goal is the Big East League Championship. You know, if you're in the running or contention for that, you're probably going to make a deep run in the playoffs because of how good our league is, year in and year out, whether it's a 1A Rossville or, you know, the 3A Power Holton. You know, obviously, like I said, we play Marysville week one, but then we go right to Rossville or Lake Rossville. And then obviously we got the best at Rural Valley. In those schools. So, from top to bottom, like you said, it's one of the best, small leagues in the state. You know, Jeff West, you know, they got a new coaching staff in Jeff West. They're rolling out here. I heard obviously Holton with Barda. And then the Sabetha is always going to be, tough physical. Rossville and Lake are always going to have athletes. So, I'm obviously excited about the competition. You know, I'd like to play that really good competition. Hopefully gears us up for the playoffs.
Nemaha Central football coach Michael Glatzik joining us. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get you set for week one. It's Nemaha Central and Marysville. We'll talk about that after a timeout here on KMZA. Couple more minutes here with Nemaha Central football coach Michael Glatzik, brought to you by Life Care Center of Seneca and Houck Seed. Thunder back to it here in 2025. They open up the season on Friday night. They will be on the road at Marysville. Coach, obviously, you look at this game from a year ago, you know, you have the undefeated state title runs in 22 and 23. You have that lengthy winning streak going into the start of last season, and you get upended by this Marysville squad, 16-8. You obviously rolled it from there to the state championship game, but, you know, I don't want to say it like kind of pumped the brakes a little bit, kind of where you guys were at that point, but it kind of seemed to be a nice little wake-up call and a very good Marysville team that's going to have to replace a good quarterback. But obviously, I'm sure your guys are geared up and ready for this one on Friday night.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It was definitely a good wake-up call. You know, everybody can talk about winning streaks. Us coaching staff, I thought, did a good job of not worrying about that. But, you know, that's always in the back of the kids' mind. So that was definitely a good wake-up call. We had some new faces last year. And Marysville's no slouch. You know, Coach Trimble does a phenomenal job of a downhill run game. And they had some dudes last year up front. The Shrine Bowl kid that knows, and then the middle linebacker, who's a big dude, and then obviously Ilitap, an all-state multi-sport kid. You know, they got replaced a lot, but like I told the boys Monday at our scouting report, that Coach Trimble's going to have these guys ready. You know, it's a close game. It's a 25-30 minute drive. You know, it's coming, a rival game, whether it's basketball, whether it's football. There's going to be a big crowd there, so I'm excited to see how our kids respond.
Finally, Coach, give us a few keys and some expectations for the season opener at Marysville on Friday night.
You know, last year we didn't convert in the red zone. We lost 16-8, and we turned the ball over twice inside the five, I believe it was, on turnover downs, you know, through a couple picks. So, and that's, again, hats off to Marysville, but we got to do better at capitalizing in the red zone, the scoring opportunities, whether we get 3 points or 6, 7 points. We got to walk away with points. And then, you know, offensively, we've got to limit the penalties. You know, first game, you know, is always rough with penalties typically, but we got to limit those mental errors, whether it's, you know, false starts, holding, I don't mind hustle plays. You know, defense, we got to rally to the ball. We got to read our keys, because that triple option is always scary. You know, our kids got to read their keys, do their job, and like I said, hopefully we can walk away with a win.
There it is. Michael Gladczyk, Nemaha Central football coach, Thunder off the runner-up finish in 2A a year ago. Kickoff 2025, Friday night on the road at Marysville. Coach, we're excited to get the season going. I'm sure you, your coaches, players, everybody involved is excited as well. We appreciate your time, and we'll talk to you ahead of week 2.
All right. Thank you, Brandon. Appreciate it.